Almost 54 years after he died, questions and conspiracy theories remain concerning the assassination of President Kennedy. A law enacted in 1992 aimed to put those questions to rest by requiring the U.S. government to release all of its documents related to the investigation. The date for that release was set for late last week, but though the Trump administration published more than 2,800 records, it kept about 300 files classified because national security agencies wanted them to remain secret. President Donald Trump says he hopes to get just about everything to the public. He's given the agencies 180 days to review their reasons for holding some files back, and he may release more after that time. But what's come to light? For one thing, U.S. intelligence intercepted a call that Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, made to Russian intelligence less than 2 months before he killed Kennedy. Was Oswald working for Russia? Another file revealed that the FBI got a call warning that Oswald himself was a target the night before Jack Ruby shot him. Was there enough security? Unanswered questions about whether Oswald was connected to U.S. intelligence are included. And other topics, like a reported CIA attempt to hire mobsters to kill Cuban leader Fidel Castro, all of it came up in the files.